Welcome to Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me, Ty St. Julian. We're your co-hosts today for this weekly program of early music. And we're centering around one name today, a name that I'm sure everyone's heard of, and that is the name of Henry VIII. Henry VIII, besides being King of England, was also a composer, and we'll be listening to some of his music from, most of it will be from the so-called Henry VIII manuscript.
Henry was very, very fond of music. He also was very fond of luxury in general, and music does have a very luxurious aspect. He himself was able to play a number of musical instruments, at least the virginal, which is a keyboard instrument, lute and organ, and he was also known to sing with great pleasure. I quote that directly from the program notes. Presumably in alto, that would mean likely in falsetto. We'll begin with, I think, possibly the best known of Henry VIII's pieces, that's Pastime with Good Company. Then we hear a piece that probably not many know, Though That Men Do Call, followed by an instrumental piece, a consort, number 8. This is played with a positive organ, which is a small organ, and bass gamba.
Thank you.
three selections from the so-called Henry VIII manuscript, which is a manuscript that contains probably all of the compositions written by the king, with other pieces from various sources. That last one is a consort. A consort really means a small piece played with a selection of usually a small collection of instruments, and only referred to in the manuscript by a number. This one was consort number 8, and usually these things are extremely short, lasting only a minute or two. We began with probably the most famous of all of pieces by Henry VIII, Pastime with Good Company, and then Though That Men Do Call. Our program today is Call If Love Now Reigned, which is a piece also by Henry VIII. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Thais St. Julian.
We turn to the Hilliard's Ensemble recording of music for Henry VIII. Now, this recording does not contain music attributed to him, and that's always questionable. Was it a way of praising the king? Look, I put your name on this piece of music, dear Henry. Or did he actually compose these pieces? I think he actually did. We'll hear first from a Scottish manuscript, O Lusty May. Then, from what is known as the Fairfax manuscript, This Day Dawes, the day is dawning. It's actually a kind of obad that is a morning song in which one character says, the sun is dawning, I must leave, and the other says, oh, please, it's really not the sun rising yet, please stay here. Then, Begone, Sweet Night, which seems somewhat contrary to wanting the dawn, the night to last forever, that is. And finally, En Vrai Amour. Unfortunately, there is absolutely no French or English text to that piece, but the Hilliard Ensemble is a very fine ensemble.
Oh, lusty May, before our queen, the balmy drops from Phoebus' sheen. Relucent beams before the day, be that Diana glory green, through gladness of this lusty May, through gladness of this lusty May.
Dann es verrost, der Dessau bricht, till woeful hearts cast is his licht, with banks that blooms on every brae, on every brae, the brae. And shuns a shepherd of the sicht, through gladness of this lusty May, through gladness of this lusty May.
In a glorious
flowers that fresh been.
Among the flowers that fresh been,
she gathered a flower and sent it with one lily white rose, me thought that I saw. Disperse the clouds and
From a CD called Music for Henry VIII as performed by the Hilliard Ensemble, we heard the four selections beginning with O Lusty May, then This Day Dawes, Begone Sweet Night, and ending with En Vrai Amour, actually an instrumental version of that piece, which is from the Henry VIII manuscript played on instruments, which obviously double reed instruments. And our program today is called If Love Now Reigned and features music of or by or for Henry VIII.
We begin with a spoken bit. This is a reading from a love letter to Anne Boleyn. And we all know how that worked out. Following that, we'll hear Whoso That Will for Grace Sue. And then, Whose That Will All Feet, an instrumental consort for alto recorder and regal, or regal, which is a reed organ. It's got a great buzzy sound, one of my favorite instruments. And finally, Though Some Sayeth.
Toutefois, ma maîtresse, qu'il ne vaut plus de souvenir de la promesse que vous me fîtes quand j'ai tué dernièrement vers vous, c'est-à-dire de savoir de vous bonne nouvelle et d'avoir réponse de ma dernière lettre. Néanmoins, il me semble qu'il appartient au vrai serviteur d'envoyer et savoir la salut de sa maîtresse. Et pour m'acquitter de l'office du vrai serviteur, je vous envoie cette lettre, vous suppliant de m'avertir de votre prospérité, lesquelles je prie à Dieu qu'elle soit aussi longue comme je voudrais la mienne. Et pour vous faire encore plus souvent souvenir de moi, je vous envoie par ce porteur un bouc tué hier soir bien tard de ma main, espérant que, quand vous en mangerez, il vous surviendra du chasseur. Et ainsi, à faute d'espace, je ferai fin à ma lettre, écrite de la main de votre serviteur, qui bien souvent vous souhaite au lieu de votre frère, Henri.
Is in turn
pieces from the so-called Henry VIII manuscript, and we began with a love letter that Henry wrote to Anne Boleyn, a reading there, and then four pieces, Whose That Will for Grace Sue, Whoso That Will All Feet, and the consort number four. And talking about the consort, he wrote well over 20 consorts in this Henry VIII manuscript, and we just ended with Though Some Saith. Our program today is called If Love Now Reigned, and it's music by Henry VIII and also during the time of Henry VIII, for Henry VIII, and from his manuscript.
We'll hear next an instrumental piece, a consort number 20, and that is from Henry's manuscript. Then a Scottish piece, Absent Am I, of Henry's period, and one of my favorite pieces of all time, My Hertly Service, also known as the Plough Song or Plough Song, and this is anonymous, found in Scotland of the 1500s. In the piece, someone is petitioning the lord of the manor for the position of lead ploughman. He says his ox is very poor, he could do better, and ends with this long recitation of all of the lord's hands.
I shall brought him will he rear the Ritz dot and the Doon.
Wind the boot again, son.
Wind the boot.
Wind not a wind.
I'll draw him forth in the Root's name.
Not ain of them for sick drought.
In all Scotland is there sick pocht. And if ye please this brew of mine, tell me shortly into town, or I can tract and hired be with others that desire me. Not as but the Trinity can serve you into charity.
The famous so-called plough song, or plough song, My Heartly Service, as performed there by members of the Hilliard Ensemble, and we began this segment with another consort by Henry VIII, merely referred to as Consort Number 20, and following that a piece by him, also Absent Am I. Our program today is devoted to music of Henry VIII, the time of Henry VIII, and also from the famous Henry VIII manuscript, and appropriately enough, called If Love Now Reigned.
Henry VIII, as I mentioned earlier, probably did write a number of the pieces, including the Henry VIII manuscript, may have put his name to pieces that other folks wrote. His letters, however, to Anne Boleyn were very unusual. They definitely were written by him, but he very rarely wrote his own letters. So the fact that he took the time to actually sit and write these letters to her was very significant. The fact that things ended so badly is very unfortunate. From the Henry VIII manuscript, we'll hear Hélas, Madame, one of the letters to Anne Boleyn, Gentil Prince de Renon, one of my favorites, Green Groweth a Holly, and the instrumental Tandernaken.
Néanmoins, qu'il n'appartient pas à un gentilhomme pour prendre sa dame au lieu de servante, toutefois, en suivant vos désirs, volontiers le vous octroierez, si par cela vous puissiez trouver moins ingrate en la place par vous choisie qu'avez été en la place par moi donnée, en vous marciant très cordialement qu'il vous plaît encore avouer quelques souvenances de moi. Henri.
Thank you. Thank you.
ending with one of my favorite pieces by Henry VIII, the Town to Knockin's great recorder piece. And the beginning of this set with another piece by Henry VIII, one of my favorites, Hélas, Madame. And in between, we had a reading of another letter to Anne Boleyn, The Gentle Prince, and then also Greengrowth, The Holly, which we just did the last Christmas concert.
We did, and it's one of my favorite pieces. It's lots of fun to perform. Thank you all so much for being with us here today, celebrating the music of Henry VIII and the music of the period of Henry VIII. We look forward to having you with us once again next week, right here on Continuum, for another hour of early music. Stay well.